many new choices at movie theaters this weekend. Writer Mark Jordan Ligon offers a sample of critics' reviews of the week's new films. Here he is with Slate's Summary Judgment.
First up in wide release is the latest directorial effort from Academy Award winner Clint Eastwood, Flags of Our Fathers. This World War II epic tells the story of the battle that led up to the famous image of the flag raising at Iwo Jima. Jesse Bradford and Ryan Philippe star.
This isn't Tarawa, Guam, Tinian, or Saipan. This is Japanese soil, sacred ground. 12,000 Japanese defenders in 8 square miles. They will not leave politely, gentlemen. It's up to us to convince them.
The nation's critics salute this war film. Rolling Stone finds it a film of awesome power and blistering production. The Hollywood Reporter reports a complex, fascinating take on the concept of heroism in war, and USA Today raves, Flags of Our Fathers is one of the year's best films. Next up also in wide release is the historical romp Marie Antoinette. Sofia Coppola, who brought us Lost in Translation, now delivers her hip take on the life of France's legendary queen. Kirsten Dunst plays Marie, and Jason Schwartzman, Judy Davis, and Rip Torn round out the stellar cast.
Madame Du Barry would like to offer you some diamonds.
I have enough diamonds.
Snubbing the king's favorite is publicly criticizing the king's behavior. All you need do is say a few words to her. Because of rank, she is not allowed to speak to you first.
Well, I certainly have nothing to say to her. And why should I approve of his cavorting with a harlot?
Your Royal Highness.
Well, that's what she is.
Even though this film had a very chilly reception at the Cannes Film Festival, the majority of the critics admire the film, and they all praise the style and look. The BBC offers, this mightn't be food for the soul, but it is a pleasurable sugar rush. The Wall Street Journal complains, it looks absolutely sumptuous, but it is ultimately as substantial as a bonbon. And yet the LA Times sweetly shouts, an original and beautiful pop reverie that comes very close to being transcendent. And we close with the wide-release drama thriller, The Prestige. From the writer-director of Memento comes the mysterious story of two turn-of-the-century magicians locked in an intense rivalry. Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale star.
We magicians have a circle of trust.
You have a circle of trust with someone whose diary you stole?
Maybe I bought it.
And you're hoping to find a great secret in there?
I've already found it. That's why I'm here.
Overall, the nation's critics applaud these magicians, even though a few feel it drags in the second half. An oddly lopsided yet compulsively absorbing movie, says the LA Weekly. The New York Times finds The Prestige entertaining, spirited, and shamelessly gimmicky, and the Minneapolis Star Tribune calls it a twisty, tense thriller. Wow, first The Illusionist, and now The Prestige. Who would have thought magicians would be such rich material for romance and drama? Maybe we can start using magicians as the leads in action movies. See Dwayne The Rock Johnson make the bad guys disappear as he stars in Pick a Card. Any card. Watch me pull an AK-47 out of my hat. Why, it practically writes itself.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.